我们再次的呢要相信，就是说当我们在聚集的时候呢，神和我们同在。
So once again, we have to believe that when we gather together, God is with us.
圣经上讲呢，就是说，人非有信，不能讨神的喜悦。
So Bible says, without faith, no one can please God.
所以神呢，怎么样来赏赐人呢？他说，赏赐那些信有神。
So how does God reward a person? First of all, it says, He rewards those who believe.And so first of all, you have to believe that it's God.
第二点呢，他要说是赏赐那些信神要赏赐他的人。
And also, choose to believe those who God chose to bless. Is that what it says in the original text?
是他要赏赐那些
希伯来
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人，就是 six.
And without faith, it's impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
就是神要赏赐谁呢？赏赐那些人相信他会赏赐他的。
Meaning that,
非常简单。
Meaning that He will reward those who chose to believe.
所以我们今天来亲近他的时候呢，他在亲近我们。
So today, when we come close to Him, He is close to us.
圣经里面讲到，当我们亲近他的时候呢，他一定会亲近我们。
So the Bible says, when we come closer to God, He will come closer to us.
所以我们今天所做的一切，星期天平时所做的一切跟神有关系的东西呢，都是在于我们的信心。
So everything that we do on Sunday or on at our weekdays, anything that we come close to the Lord is.
那信心呢，会生出这个。盼望和爱心来。
And also by faith, there will be comes out faith and perseverance, hope and perseverance.
那我们信什么呢
？So what do we believe?
我们就是信神的话。
We believe in God's word.
那么首先我们信耶稣为我们的罪定死。
First of all, we chose to believe that Jesus has died for our sin.
耶稣救赎了我们。
And He has redeemed us.
今天我们坐在这里呢，他赦免了我们的罪，让我们成为他的儿女。
So when we're sitting here today, we believe that He has accepted us as children of His.
那其次呢，我们要来相信他的话。
And second of all, we need to believe in His words.
你信一个人怎么信呢
？How do you believe a person?
你要信他的话。
You have to believe in what He says.
那你不可能不信他的话，你就说我相信这个人，这是不可能。
So it is impossible to say that I don't believe in what he says, but I believe in him.
所以我们信心的成长呢，一直就是在他的话语里面不断的来认识他的话，明白他的话。
So it is our growth by choose to believe in his words and comes out with faith.
上个礼拜呢，我们讲到呢，耶稣讲呢，从他这道门进来的人呢。出入都要得草吃。
So last week we have talked about when we enter through the gate of Jesus Christ, we will get the pasture in or out.
就说出和入都要得草吃。
So whether you are going in or going out, you will always have pasture.
那上次呢，我们特别讲到呢，其实呢，广大的草地在外面，不是在里面。
So last week we talked about that the pasture is usually on the outside, not within.
但是呢，撒旦有一个计谋。
However, the Satan has a trick, a lie.
他在历代的教会呢，就是他就想办法让教会的人呢走到四堵墙里面去。
So in the past, he tries to force the Christians to come into a four corners.
In the four walls.
Four walls within four walls.
就是你到外面去呢，他让你不敢传福音。
So when you go outside, you have the fear to evangelize.
或者说你到外面去呢，经历不到神的同在和他的祝福。
Or else when you go outside, you cannot experience God's miracles and His blessings.
那好多人，所以教会里面好多人，西方的好多人会离开。
So that's why in the Western world, a lot of people left the church.
他们觉得神不是真实。
They felt that the God is not real.
那这就是撒旦的计谋。
So this is one of the Satan's.
觉得你的信仰不是一个真实的信仰。
So they make you believe that your faith is.
因为人真实的生活呢，一天二十四小时，一周，七天呢，大部分的时间在教会的外面。
So however, when we live on earth today, 24/7, we are usually living outside of church.
你要赚钱养家糊口。
So you have to make money and make a living.
你要跟你的老板打交道，员工打交道。
So you have to deal with your boss, your coworkers.
跟好多的生意人打交道。
So you have to deal with businessmen.
你跟政府打交道。
You have to deal with the government.
你要买房子，要住房子，要给孩子要上学。
So you have to buy house and sell and also send your kids to school.
你找学校，这个好的学校，坏的学校。
You have to choose a good school, you know, like.Less a best school.
找对象结婚生孩子
and you have to find a spouse and get married.
在这一切里面，有的人就经历到什么，有的人他觉得我没有经历到。
So within this thing, some people will experience God. However, some may not experience.
那星期天呢？收拾整齐，架个圣经到教会来敬拜，敬拜完回家以后觉得，我怎么？还是要面对这一切的挑战，好像没有力量呢。
So when you dress up nicely and come to a church with your Bible, however, when you left the church and you go home and talk, think to yourself, how come I have not experienced that God, the power of God?
那不是神的话不真。
It's not because the word of God is not real.
而是我们有一个仇敌呢，他来就是要偷窃、毁坏、杀害。
Because we have an enemy that.His trait is to steal, to destroy, and to steal, to destroy, and to what's the word?
毁坏杀害
To and kill, to kill, to destroy, to kill, and to yeah, destroy.
所以撒旦对你来说是没有 kill 的。okay, 但撒旦呢，他就是想要怎么样呢？他撒旦这个名字呢有三重意思。第一个呢，他是一个控告者。
So the name of Satan has three meanings. So the first of all is to condemn, to
accuser.
也
就是说，当基督徒或者神的儿女或者人类一犯罪以后呢，包括亚当夏娃一犯，他就控告他在神的面前，
so,
他不配。
So when as a human being or as a child of God, when you sin, the first of all he will come to accuse you.
所以呢，亚当一犯罪以后呢，他做什么？他藏起来，把自己藏起来。
So when Adam sinned, first thing he did was to hit himself from God.
藏起来是什么意思呢？就是说我不想见神的面。
So what does it mean to hide from God? Meaning that I don't want to see the presence of God.
当你不想见神的面的时候，你怎么得到神的祝福呢？
So without seeing the presence of God, how can you get the blessing from God?
就像好多孩子呢，就是误解父母以后，他不想见父母的面。得不到父母的祝福。
So for example, children may have some misunderstanding between their parents and hit themselves, so they hide from their parents. How can you get the blessing from your parents?
所以当我们在世界上工作啊，做这些事情的时候，撒旦常常会借机控告我们。
So when you work on this earth, and there's a lot of opportunities that Satan will come to accuse you.
他就说你不配。
He will say that you are not worthy.
看你算什么基督徒。
You are not a Christian.
这好多人呢，他没有信主的时候，他妈妈他不叠被子，他妈妈不说什么。信主以后说：“你看你基督徒怎么不叠不叠被子呢？”
so a lot of,
就突然他的妈妈就很属灵了呢。
so a lot of people they might not like make their bed in the morning. Their mom will not say anything. However, when they become a Christian, their parents will say, their mom will say, "How come you are Christian now and still not make up your bed?"
为什么他的爸妈妈突然就变得属灵了呢？
And how come all of a sudden the parents become like holy?
不是他妈妈属灵了，这个仇敌呢借机会走人要来攻击这个年轻的基督徒。
Not because his mom became holier, it is because the Satan has to use someone to make accusations against that person.
所以好多的基督徒呢，如果我们不在真理上建立的站立的时候呢，我们就会。听信这些东西。
So, as a Christian, if we do not stand firm on the truth, we will shake, we will stumble.
那有时候就是说，你看你是基督徒，为什么生病呢？神不是祝福你的吗？耶稣不医治你的吗
？So sometimes we will say, okay, you are Christian, how can you still sick? Isn't that God was supposed to heal you and to bless you?
看见你犯了什么罪
？You must be, you have, you know, like sin against him.
大家可能听到过这样的话，你如果。得病的话，说不定你犯了什么罪。
So you might have heard things like that. If you're sick, then meaning that you have, you know, like sin.
控告。
So those are accusations.
那第二个呢？撒旦是抵挡。
So the second meaning is that he is a
resistor.
Resistor, yeah.
你要亲近神的时候，他就抵挡；神要下来也亲近你的时候，他也试图来抵挡。
So when you try to go closer to God, He will come to resist you, like against you. And then when God try to come closer to you, He will do the same thing.
你要祷告的时候，早上祷告的时候呢，一祷告怎么，通常哎呦，今天怎么？我想起一件事情来没做，干脆就做那个事情。
So for example, in the morning when you try to come close to the Lord and try to pray, all of a sudden you will think, oh, there's something I have to do right now. I have to go.
做完回来再祷，哎呦，还有另一件事情。
When you finish and come by and say, okay, I have to pray now, and all of a sudden you thought about something else, and then you went away. You go.
因为好多人就是祷告的时候集中不了。
So because a lot of times when you pray, you cannot concentrate.
为什么？因为撒旦他要抵挡你的祷告，抵挡你不要跟神亲近。
Why? Because Satan is trying to resist you from all sorts of prayers, you know, like to come closer to the Lord.
你要知道，你如果从神那面得到一点点的信息的时候呢，比世界上所有的信息都重要。
So you have to know if you get just a tiny little bit of a message from the God, from God is greater than anything, all the information you got from the world.
因为神知道一切。
Because he knows everything.
那神知道你我所经历的一切，神也知道这个世界发展的趋势是什么。
God knows everything that you have been through, and God also knows everything that the world is going through.
当然你就说，神啊，我想知道，对吧？我想明白你的心意，我该怎么做？
Of course you come close to him and ask him, okay, I want to know, and I want to know what to do.
但是撒旦他不想让你来知道神对你的心意。
But Satan doesn't want you to know what is in God's heart.
所以他就拼命抵挡你。
So he tried hard to resist you from doing it.
那所以在我们的职场上，在外面做事情的时候，你觉得，哎呀，我这个东西要按神的办法去做。
So that's why when you are in your workplace and in the world, you're trying to do things according to God's will.
啊，结果呢，这仇敌就来抵挡你。
And then the result is that you know the Satan tried to resist you.
你说，哎呀，我要等候一下神。
And you will say, okay, I will wait upon the Lord.
突然间，老板来，不能等。离开要做吗
？All of a sudden, your boss come. Do not wait. You have to do it right now.
你的 business partner 赶紧把钱打到我的账户里面，不能等。
So your business partner will tell you, okay, send the money ASAP.
所以就他抵挡你，你不能得着神的这个心意和祝福。
So he tries to stop you from getting the blessing from the Lord.
这是第二点，撒旦要抵挡。
So that's the second point.
第三点是欺骗。
So the third is a liar. He's a liar. He's.
所以圣经上讲呢，他是
deceiver.
他是这个叫做谎言之父，撒谎人的父亲。
So the Bible says he's the father of all lies.
他口出来的全是欺骗。
So everything comes out of him are lies.
啊，欺骗怎么？你怎么欺骗？我没有在问你，你怎么样欺骗人
？How do you deceive other people? Pretending.
谁欺骗过人？举手。他只有我一个人。
Who have deceived anybody?
你欺骗人的时候，是不是全说的是假话
？So when you try to deceive a lie, you make like everything you say are lies.
不是的，你先说一些真的，再说一些假，是不是？这叫欺骗。
So that's not usually true because sometimes a lot of times you will say some truth and then after that you will make some lies.
所以欺骗人呢，就是他这个高明的欺骗，就是给你一些东西来吸引你，完了以后再把你领偏，把主要目的要领偏。
So a higher grade of deceivers are they give you something that is real and then they mix with lies.
所以呢，撒旦就是在那个职场欺骗。你看你做生意这样做，什么办法做太慢了。
So the Satan will tell you in your workplace that oh, if you do according to God's way, it's too slow.
啊，这个方法做那很快的。
So if you do it that way, it will be a lot faster.
那，所以就好多人就说，哎呦，按神的办法做，真的这么辛苦呢
？So people will say, okay, how come if I do the God's way, it's so hard and so difficult?
那事实上呢，不是这样的。按神的方法去做呢，不是辛苦，不是，而是呢，因为我们，仇敌欺骗我们。立刻要就是感受要好，要看到结果，立刻什么都要立刻。
But that's not the case because God's way is not hard or difficult. It is that when Satan tries to deceive us, making us feel that it seems that God's way is slower and you know like, yeah, slower.
有时候他让你整个他不让你相信神，他说神的这个东西你根本做不了。
And sometimes he'll deceive you and trying to trick you into believing that God's way is not possible.
神说你给就给你。
God says if you give, it will be given to you.
哦，你给的时候说不行啊，我一给就没了，这不是神说的，给就给着。
But however, when you try to give, you will think, "Oh no, I cannot give. If I give, I don't have any."
所以这个我比较容易做的呢是 keep, not give.
So it seems much easier to keep than give.
在最后说的比较容易做的是 save, 不是 give, 把那个 G 变成 S, 就更好一些。
So it seems much easier to save than to give. So if we change the letters, it seems much easier.
所以好多人就不敢去。这个踏出那个步子呢，去按照神的办法去做事情。
So a lot of people are afraid to step out and do according to what God says.
但是呢，圣经上简单就是说，我们出去按照神的办法，就是依靠神的时候呢，那永远是得祝福。
But the Bible says, if we go out, we do whatever according to the Bible says, there will always be blessings.
我要读一下耶利米书旧约里面的耶利米书十七章。
So Jeremiah, I will read Jeremiah chapter 17.
第五节到第八节。
Verse 5-8.
耶和华如此说：依靠人血肉绑臂，心中离弃耶和华的那人有祸了。
This is what the Lord says: Cursed is the one who trusts in a man who depends on flesh for his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord.
因他必像撒麻的杜松，不见富乐来到。
He will be like a bush in the wasteland. He will not see prosperity when he comes.
却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的碱地。
He will dwell in the parched places of the desert in salt land where no one lives.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
他必像必像树栽于水边，在河边扎根，阳热来到并不惧怕。
He will be like a tree planted by the water and sends out its root by the stream.
叶子仍必青翠。
It does not fear what when the heat comes, its leaves are always green.
在干旱之年毫无挂虑。
It has no worries in the year of drought.
而且结果不止。
And never fails to bear fruit.
那这里讲到。一个做了一个对比
，so it has a comparison between the two，
就是一个是依靠人的血肉绑臂
，so one person who depend who trust in himself，
就是依靠我自己的能力或者依靠别人的能力
，so he depends on his own strength or other people's strength。
那这里讲到呢，怎么样？他说那人有祸了
，it says is or cursed is him。
这里有一句话非常重要，他说这个依靠自己的膀臂，但心中离弃耶和华的。
So one thing I have to mention that it says it depends on himself, however his heart is turning away from the Lord.
那好多时候我们总是要靠着自己的能力做事，但是我们心中有没有耶和华是非常。
So a lot of times we do have to depend on ourselves, but however it is important to know that whether your heart has turned away from him or not.
那这个是有很大区别的，心中是不是依靠耶和华
？So it's a great differences whether you yourself, I mean you have him in your heart or not.
那所以呢，这里讲到就是说，只依靠着自己血肉旁边有祸了。
So it says if you only depends on yourself, you are cursed.
那结果是什么呢？像撒麻的杜松啊，不见富乐来到，住在旷野干旱之处。无人居住的碱地。
So the result will be you like a bush living in the wasteland, and you will not see prosperities, and like you will dwell in the parched places and in salt land where no one lives.
那这些地呢？刚才讲到这些地啊，就讲到的什么旷野干旱之地啊，无人居住的碱地啊，其实就是那些地方你种东西它不长。
So when you mention about wastelands or parched places or the in salt land, meaning that nothing will grow.
旷野里面没水。
So in the wasteland, there's no water.
碱地里面即使有水，它也不长，因为那个碱把那个东西就吃住了。
So
植物吃掉了。
In salt land, even if it grows, the salt will cut it either way or the plants.
所以这个就是一个结果。
So that's the result.
但是如果是依靠耶和华的，怎么样呢？那人有福了。
However, those who trust in the Lord, they are blessed.
他必像树栽于水边，就是一个图画，就是栽在水边呢，那个根是扎在水里面的。
So they will be like a tree planted by the water. Just put that image in your mind that you see a tree planted by the water, and the roots goes down into.
这里讲到呢，炎热来到，并不惧怕。叶子仍必青翠。
So it says when the heat comes, he will not be afraid, and the leaves will always be green.
你去想想，就说哦，那么热，炎热的天气来了，好多地方都干旱，它不干旱，为什么？它的根扎在水里。
So when the heat comes, you will see a lot of places is dry, but however, this tree is still green because the root is rooted deep in the water.
而且呢，他讲到什么？干旱之年毫无挂虑。
And also it says in the year of drought.There will be no worries.
而且结果不止。
And you will continue to bear fruit.
也就是说，周围的环境看起来呢，别的人都是东倒西歪，什么都没了，但是你还是有。
How meaning that when the circumstances come, it seems that everyone around you are falling apart. However, you will stand firm.
怎么你怎么还在结果子呢
？How come you still bearing fruit?
啊，第一个是青翠，就是你是发旺。
So first of all, it says green, meaning that you are still you prosper.
结果就是说你还可以供给别人。
When you have fruit, meaning that you can still provide for other people.
那这就是一个依靠神的一个生命。
So this is the kind of life that which depends on the Lord.
最近就发现，就基督徒呢，我们可以过这两种生活。
So right now we see that Christians can live two different kind of lives.
撒旦呢，一直就欺骗我们要过第一种生活。心中没有耶和华，自己依靠自己的膀臂。
So Satan tried to deceive us, so that we live the first type of life, when you have no fear, no Lord in your heart, and depends on yourself.
啊，一出去做生意做什么就开始依靠自己了。
So whenever you go out and do your business, you still start to rely on yourself.
就忘记神的话了。
And you forgot everything that God says.
啊，那第二种呢，就是我们出去到哪里，不管在什么地方呢，我们的根是扎在神的话里面。
So second type of life is that wherever we go, our roots are rooted deep in the Lord.
那不管什么情况发生，风吹雨打还是干旱来临，我也不怕。
So no matter what kind of conditions come to us, whether it's rain, it's drought, or I am not afraid.
叶子照样青翠，照样结果子。
And our leaves are still green and we still bear fruit.
那这就是第二种情况呢，就是神期望我们走出去以后呢，仍然结果不止。
So that's the kind of light that God hopes for us. When we step out, we will still green and still bear fruit.
也就是上次我们讲的出入得草吃，而且出去以后呢，广大的草场，我们可以有很多的草吃。
Just like we said last time, that when we go out, we will have pastures.
因为十四世上神也讲，他说天和地都是我的。
And indeed, God says the heaven and earth are all belong to Him.
就是满山的牛羊都是我的。
So all the cattle on the hills,
野地的牲畜也是我的。
And all the animals on the land all belong to him.
所以神就是包括那些侍奉主的人，神给他们怎么讲呢？
So including those who serve the Lord, how did God say to them?
你知道神给摩西怎么讲？他说你怎么服侍我呢？对吧？
So you know what God said to Moses, how can you serve me?
我是创造天地的主，你怎么服侍我呀
？I am the creator of heaven and earth. How can you serve me?
他给大卫怎么讲呢
？How did he say to David?
大卫老想着把松树预备好，石头预备好，要给耶和华建殿，但是神借着先知给他说，我什么时候让你给我建这样的殿了
？So even though David tried to prepare all the material, the timber and the stones for building the temple.Tabernacle for the Lord. However, through the prophet, God spoke to David that how can you serve me? That heaven is my throne and heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool.
你怎么给我建个居所让我住呢
？So how can you build a dwelling place for me?
当然 ，David 的心是很好。
Of course, it's a good intention for
David to do that.看了他的心以后呢，神就很感动。
So after God saw for David's intention, he was touched.
但是要告诉他，我的心是怎么样的。
But he tried to tell David what it is in my heart.
他说：“自从我领你们出埃及以来，我从来没有让人建殿，我是喜欢在你们的帐篷中间走来走去。”
So ever since I took you guys out of Egypt, I have never willing to, you know, like live in a temple, in a place. How I would like to wander place to places among you.
我从来没有谁给我建什么殿。
I never asked anybody to build a temple.
就神喜欢呢，他的儿女呢受祝福。他喜欢跟他的儿女亲近。
So he wants to bless his children. He wants to come closer to his children.
他从来没有说你给我建个辉煌的殿啊。
He never demanding them to build a, you know, beautiful temple.
虽然后来所罗门为他建了辉煌的殿，神也喜悦。
So even though that Solomon has built him a temple, and he is also pleased.
但是呢，神的本意不是这样。
However, this is not God's intention.
他说：“你有这样的心呢，我要为你建立你的家。”
So he said, that because you have this kind of heart, I will build your family.
所以神给大卫讲的，他说：“你有这样的心，我很感动。
He,
其实你给我建不了任何的东西，是我要为你建你的家。”
So he said to David that I'm very pleased that you thought about me this way, but however, it is not my intention. I am here to build your family.
因为神什么都是他的，出到外面全是他的。
Because everything belongs to the Lord. When you step out, everything belongs to Him.
那神呢，就是说要先祝福我们，让我们成为别人的祝福。
So first of all, God want to bless us so that we can become blessings for other people.
那所以呢，我们就要明白神的话。当我们走出去的时候，我们怎么样得到他的祝福
？So we have to understand, when we step out, how can we receive the blessings from the Lord?
我相信，就是以后的日子里面，我们的弟兄姐妹呢，在外面出去的时候呢，你常常经历到神。神和你同在。
So I believe that in the coming days, when our brothers and sisters stepping out, you will always experience God's presence with you.
你看到周围的一切都在摇动的时候，什么末世来临，天灾人祸的时候，你的根是扎在主里面。
So when you see all the disasters coming on the outside, you know, like the end times and all the struggles, your roots are rooted deep in Him.
那除非有一天神说你的时候到了，他要把你接走，否则你会看到你天天就是有神和你同在，有能力和你同在，有祝福和你同在。
Unless your day comes, the day comes when God said to you that it is time for you to go. Unless that day comes, you will always be rooted in Him, and your leaves are green and your bearing fruits.
你会常常的发现祝福就随着你。
And you will see that the blessing will always be with you.
那其中有一点呢，我们上次讲了一点点，我们这一点我们要来学习，我相信在要来的日子非常重要。
So last week we touched on a tiny bit of it, but today we're going to talk more about it so that we will experience that.
就是公义和怜悯必须要在我们的心里面
so,
要并行。
So righteousness and mercy will have to.Walk side by side in our lives.
在我们明白神的话语的时候，在生意场上面，在外面跟人打交道的时候，我们不受撒旦的控告。
So when we work on the outside, in the business side, we will not be accused by the Satan.
撒旦抵挡不了我们。
So Satan will not resist us.
撒旦也欺骗不了我们。
And he will not be able to deceive us.
那我们要来看这段经文呢？我们要来再仔细的来讲一下一些原则。
So we'll look through the scripture and talk a little bit.
马太福音20:1-16，葡萄园工人的比喻。
So it's in Matthew chapter 20, the parable of the vineyard.
The workers in the vineyard.
Yeah, the workers in the vineyard.
因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire a man to work in his vineyard.
和工人讲定一天一锭银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去了。
He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and send them into his vineyard.
约在市处出去，看见市上行有闲站的人。
About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing.
就对他们说：“你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。”他们也进去了。
He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right."
约在无证和申出又出去，也是这样行。
So they went, and he went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did the same thing.
约在忧出出去，看见行有人站在那里，就问他们说：“你们为什么整天 在这里行站呢？
About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?"
他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。
Because no one has hired us, they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard."
到了晚上，园主对广士的说，叫工人来，都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。
When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first."
约在忧处被雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。
The workers who hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius.
即使那先雇的来了，他们以为必要夺得，谁知也是各得一钱。
So, when those who came were hired first, they expected to receive more.
他们得了就埋怨家主说。
But each one also received a denarius. When they received it, they began grumble against the landowner.
我们整天劳苦受热。那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？
This man who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.
家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
But he answered one of them, friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?
拿你的走吧。
Take your pay and go.
我跟那后来的和你一样，这是我愿意的。
I want to give the man who was hired less the same as I gave you.
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？
Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money?
因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
Or are you envious because I am generous?
这样，那在后的将要在前，
so,
在前的将要在后了。
So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
我不知道你过去读这个比喻怎么读法。
So I don't know how you interpret when you read.
我自己一开始读的时候，我觉得这个家主就是不公平。
The first time when I read, I felt the landowner wasn't fair.
因为我那时候是一个从共产主义国家出来的。
Because I came out from a
共产主义的思想在我的头脑里边还是蛮有根基的。
So the communist type of thinking is very deep in me.
对呀。怎么搞的，对不对？没干活的干了一小时的活也得了一千银子，从早干到晚的人也得一千银子。
So how come the person who worked only for 1 hour gets 1 denarius and so as the one who worked for 12 hours?
你可能说他那正是他正是共产主义思想，所以大家都一样。
So you might say, oh, it is probably because they are communists, that's why they have the equal pay.
那为什么我们不高兴呢？
Then why are we not happy?
那这就是说我们的思想跟神的思想是有冲突的。
Because our mindset and God's mindset are.
这也就是当我们在一直在我们的思想上面的时候，我们好多时候不受祝福的缘故。
Meaning, that's why if we keep our own mindset, we cannot receive the blessing.
这就是撒旦为什么要抵挡，怎么样来欺骗和控告的缘故。
And this is also how the Satan is trying to deceive, how to accuse, and how to resist you.
我这个比喻读过好多好多遍。
So this parable I have read multiple times.
应该是神不大公平。
First of all, God is unfair.
以后说，哎呦，但是神肯定是公平的。
And then I thought, God must be fair, have to be fair.
我有什么想法需要改变
？It must be something that I have to change.
所以这么多年下来呢，越来越经历很多的事情，就知道神的智慧呢，真的是立定在天。
So, however, over the years, many experiences have taught me that God's wisdom can establish the heavens.
如果不按他的去做呢，暂时我们好像息事宁人。
So, if we do not do his way, it seems that in the present time we are, you know, we have calmed everything.
啊，就是说，我也不跟他吵架，好像，我也把这个事情给混过去了。
So it seems that, oh, I'm not quarreling with the other person. It seems that, you know, everything has passed.
但是后来的后果呢，不见得好。
But the consequences might not be good.
那大家可能有过很多这样的经历，你跟人家说好了一件事情，结果后来呢，发现因为各种缘故呢，或者对方不能做，你就可怜他或者怎么，你就把你的原来的约定就取消了。
So for example, you may have some kind of agreement with a person, but because of the his circumstances or your circumstances that you have cancel your contract with this person.
就说你自己取消了，自己就糊弄过去了。
So meaning that you yourself has, you know, like, destroyed this contract between you and.
一开始呢，你发现他也高兴，你也高兴。
So at first,
你也舒服，心里舒服。
So at first you might feel that you are comfortable and he's comfortable.
结果后来呢，更大的问题来了。
However, later days you will find bigger problems.
更大的问题来了。
Bigger problems come.
原来他发现你这个人是一个没原则的人。
He was saying that you are a person without boundaries.
他下一次写的怎么样搞你。
next time he will think about ways, you know, how to, you know.
后来你又觉得他是一个没原则的人。哎呦，这事情越搞越复杂了。
And then you, later on you will find out he's a man without principles, you know.
那讲到这里呢，我们要看一个经文，就是公义一定要行在前面。
So we have to read a scripture that you then you will realize that righteousness has to always go.
那我们将这些所有的经文的时候呢，都在主耶稣的亮光里面讲，就是在主耶稣的宝血下面讲，不是靠着我们自己，是靠着主。
So when we talk about this scriptures, it's always under the light of the our.Jesus Christ's blood. It's not by our flesh.
我们不是要来让你来对号入座定你的罪，而是说我们怎么样来靠着主呢？我们要来改变，变得更好，做得更好。
To condemn anybody, but we are by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can become better.
你知道我们好的时候心里想的一些东西跟神的原则差别非常大。
So there's a lot of things that in our mind are very different from God's principle.
好多时候我们因为觉得我们签了一个约呢，对方比较贫穷。或者能力低下，我们就自己毁约了。
For example, sometimes we will have a contract with the other person, but we thought about him being, you know, he didn't have the ability or he's too poor, and then we devolved our contract. What did
I cancel
break my contract? Yeah.
Me, not he.
Yeah, he.
Because the compassion.
Oh, because out of compassion, we break the contract.
但是这是不是神的心意
？But is it God's will?
那神，等一会儿我要讲怜悯。
So later on, we will talk about mercy.
怜悯和公义，在公义的时候要清楚什么是公义。
So with mercy and righteousness, we have to know what is righteousness first.
因为圣经里面讲呢，神的宝座的根基是公平和公义。
Because Bible says the throne of God is establishing on righteousness.
就是没有公平公义的话，就是神的宝座是摇晃的。
So without righteousness and mercy, the throne of God will not be established.
我们好多时候想一些事情的话，我们觉得我们做得很好啊。
So sometimes we thought about the things that we did, it seems good.
但是对不起，不是神的做法。
However, sorry, it's not.
我们来举一个例子，圣经里面怎么讲？利未记十九章。
So we want to give you an example on turn to Levi's 利未记。
十九章。
Chapter 19.
十九章呢，这里讲到一个经文，就是十五节。
Verse 15.
你们死刑审判，不可行不义。
Do not pervert justice. Do not show.
不可偏护穷人。
Do not show partiality to the poor.
也不可重看有势力的人。
Or favoritism to the great.
只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。
But judge your neighbor fairly.
那。可有的人呢心很好，说那我不受贿赂，有钱人呢我不受他的贿赂，对吧？贫穷的人呢我袒护一下，这不是很好吗？
So some people may say, okay, I'm good. I do not receive bribes from the rich, but for the poor, I will, you know, like try to cover them.
但是神这里怎么说的
？But what? However, what did God say in here?
神说不可偏护贫穷人。
But he says, "Do not show partiality to the poor."
这是非常重要的一个，就是在公义面前，大家都是一样的。不能说你是贫穷，就可网开一面；有的人是见了富人网开一面，你不能见了穷人又网开一面，都是错的。
So all of these are wrong if you show partiality to because you're poor, then you know like they give you mercy, or if you're great, they give you mercy, but it's not.
所以这个时候呢，就是说无公义的事情是公义的事情。
So righteous are things that are righteousness.
给予怜悯的时候，那下一步再讲。
So if you have to show mercy, then we can talk about it later.
那当我们做不公义的事情，不按照我们的这个公义来行，公义呢，基本上来讲是一个契约或者叫守约。那我们的神呢，就是说是一个守约的神，不管你什么样的约，你是要守。
So righteousness is usually about some kind of contract between you and the other person. So the Bible says that our God is a covenant keeper.
就是我们有一个约。
So meaning that we have a contract, a covenant.
神的这种契约的文化就在西方呢，就是基督教的这个世界里面开始，所以他们做生意各方面呢，一开始蛮那个的，就是各方面都挺顺利。
So because of this culture, like covenant culture, that in the Western world, usually when you do something, you start with a contract.
他不会背面去把你搞一下什么的。
They will not do things, you know, on the sideways, you know, to, you know, give you.
那我们要看另一节经文，就是如果我们不这样做的话，会怎么样
？And I also gonna show you another scripture that if you do otherwise, then what will happen?
在马拉基书。
Malachi.
马拉基书第二章。
Chapter two.
当时呢，讲到就说神说，我跟你利未人呢，立了生命和平安的约。
It says that the Lord have a covenant with the Levites. It's a covenant of life and peace.
第六节讲呢，真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话。
So verse 6, true instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips.
他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。
He walked with me in peace and uprightness.
祭司的嘴里当从直事，人也当由他口中寻求律法。
And turn many from sins, for the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek.
因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
Because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
他们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我与利未所立的约，这是万军之耶和华说的。
But you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi.
因为当时的这利未人呢，当时就是说马拉基的时代，就是那个时候他们的很多的事情，坏事情发生在他们的国家，神就借着先知来警告他们。
Because during the times of Malachi, that so Lord spoke to them through the prophet. Since there are a lot of the things are going on in the nations.
那看最后一节最为重要。所以我是你们被人藐视、看为下贱，因你们不守我的道，竟在律法上。彰显轻蔑。
So pay attention to the next verse. So I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all people because you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in the matters of the Lord.
Wow.
The law. Sorry.
就是你们现在被人看为下贱，以色列人到处被人践踏，是什么原因呢
？So meaning why are you being despised and be humiliated?
特别讲到利未人，你本来是这个律法的解释者，对吧？是这个侍奉神的这个代表，怎么现在被人看不起呢
？Especially for the Levites, they supposed to be a messengers for the Lord and supposed to teach. What happened to you that you are being humiliated and despised among people?
哦，今天你是牧师、长老在教会，怎么被人看不起呢
？So you are pastor, you're the elders of a church. How come you've been despised by other people?
因为这里讲什么？被人看为下贱是什么？在律法上彰显轻蔑。
So here it says, because you are being despised because you have shown partialities in the matter of the law.
那这里就讲到一个东西呢，其实我们觉得哇，神做事情是这样的。
And so now you see that oh, this is how God works.
你袒护穷人是在律法上彰显轻蔑。
So if you show
贿赂富人也在律法上彰显轻蔑。
So if you show partiality to the poor, or if you bribe the rich, are all being, you know, breaking the contract. I mean, being, yeah.
所以呢，就被人会怎么样？看为下贱。
So in the face of people, that you were being humiliated and despised.
看为下贱，简单的来讲，没人尊重你，不尊重你。
So in simple terms, that no one will respect you.
在家里面做父母，没人尊重。做老板没人尊重，做生意场上没人尊重，就这个意思。
In a family that as a parent you will not get the respect, in your workplace as a boss, you will not get the respect.
因为他说你是个没有原则的人。
Because you are a man without principle.
没有原则的人就是不可信的人。
So a man without principle is a man that you cannot trust.
我们神是有原则、可信的，说话算数的。
Our God is a God of principles and also a trustworthy God.
所以呢，就说刚才那个比喻呢，就说这个家主啊，第一个跟第一批人呢讲清楚，你做一天一钱银子。
So go back to the parable that the landowner has spoken with, have a contract with the workers that if you work for a whole day, I give you one denarius.
那讲好了呢，进去做完了，他就给他一钱，他没有错，一点也没有错。
So when they finish, he gave him one denarius, so there's no fault in him.
而且他做得很对。
And he, everything he did was right.
事实上呢，那时候就说清早起来去雇人啊，那些人第一批被雇的人，一般来说是比较有能力的人。
So usually the first person, first group of people who got hired are usually people with, you know, like skills, ability.
就像我们在座的人很有能力，哎，老板要讨价还价，你能不能来，我多给你点工资，来啊 ，OK.
Just like
哎，第一批被雇的人。
Just like those sitting among us, you know, your boss will say, "Oh, can you come? Can we negotiate the wages and all that?"
啊，老板说20块行不行？
Boss will say, "Okay, how about $20 an hour?"
啊，他说40块。
No, 40.
啊，35，行不行
？35.
Okay, 37块。
Okay, 37.
好好好，进葡萄园。
Okay, good. Come to my
ear. 老板也高兴，你也高兴。
So the boss is happy.
因为他看你第一笔很有能力的，第一笔清早就被雇了嘛。
Because the first group people are, you know, people with abilities. You know, they are the first one to who got hired.
所以呢，就说这些，这个老板呢，心里讲得很清楚，我是要做对，什么都要做对。
So the boss knows exactly that he has to do things right.
那这是公义的一部分。
So this is righteousness.
还有怜悯的一部分。
And there are also about mercy.
这里我要解释一下这个实践啊，这个因为圣经翻译的时候，上个世纪初呢，用我们的那个子丑寅卯那个叫什么，那个祭实践啊，知识什么，我们现代的人好多人不太清楚。
So now I have to explain more about the timings that are written in the verses because these were written in, you know, back then. So the timing might not be the same.
那清早起来去呢？那个就是说，就是早上，零点钟呢，犹太人祭祀呢，太阳起来就是现在的六点就是一点钟，零点钟。
So here it says in the morning, the 0 o'clock. So in Hebrews, so they say when the time rises, it's the 0 o'clock. I mean,
以后大家读圣经的时候呢，就是圣经里面讲的一天呢是早上到晚上。
So the Bible, when you read the Bible.
哦，对不起，是前一天的晚上太阳落山到第二天落山是24个小时。
So in the Bible, when we say one day, usually meaning the day before when the sunset, till the next sunset.
所以先有十二个小时的黑夜，再有十二个小时的白天。
So first 12 hours are darkness, and then next 12 hours are.
这是所以创世纪里面呢说有黑夜有白天，这是一天，对吧
？So the Genesis says there will be darkness and there will be light. So that's a day.
所以这个圣经里面呢，让人就是从黑夜走向白天。
So that's why the Bible will lead us from darkness to.
我们现在这个世界上的日历呢，是白天走向黑夜。
However, in our modern times, that we, you know, we are leading from light to darkness.
但就是白天的十二个小时呢，是从早上六点到晚上六点。
So the daylight.Is from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the night.
所以早上出去就是六点。
So in the morning, meaning that 6 o'clock in the morning.
啊，下一个时间呢，就讲到什么呢？就说是日出是9点。
So the it says third hour.
三个小时以后。
Third hour means 3 hours after, so 9 o'clock.
那午正呢，就是12点。
In the 12, sorry, the 6 hours at the mid, I mean, sorry, the midday, 12.
生出呢是下午3点。
So it's the afternoon at the 3 p.m.
那忧出呢是下午，这个是忧出是下午的5点。
So ninth hour is afternoon, like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
这个是他的犹太历的十一点。
11 o'clock. Okay, okay, okay. 11 o'clock is the 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
那个后面那个讲的是 11 o'clock， 就是十二点啊，就一天结束之前的最后一个小时。
So yeah, so 11 o'clock are the hours before the day ends.
所以现在好多人有些教会领受说是 11 十一点十一点，啊，就是说对齐啊什么，就是说是十二点之前的最后一个小时。
So a lot of church will talk about 11:11, how to align with God, meaning that 11 hours are the last hour before the end times. Yeah.
所以这个地方呢，就最后一批人是，十一点来，就是下午五点钟，六点就结束了，太阳落山了，
so
五点钟来。
Here 11th hour meaning that it's a 5 o'clock before they finish their work at 6.
五点钟来的人呢，就做一小时工。
So those who came in 5 p.m. at 5 p.m. they only work for an hour.
大家知道他做了一小时工。
Everyone knows that they only work for an hour.
而且他们呢，这成天都没人雇。
And
就家主出去说：“你们为什么整天钱葬着呢？就是一天都葬在哪里呢
？”So for the whole day they were not doing anything. That's why the landowner was asking them, "How come you idle and not doing anything?"
这些人。估计就是不是瘸子也是瞎子，还是瞎子。
So most likely they are cripples or people with disability.
我们这里的人出去呢，都是清早被雇的。
我是下午被雇。
是啊，中午被雇的，中午被雇的。
So most of us here are probably the one who hire at first hour.
你想想，葡萄园做工又不需要电子计算机的技术。他就是能干点体力活就可以了，摘葡萄，对吧？修枝子，这是简单的工作。就是这些人连简单的工作，人家都不顾他。
So just imagine you're working in a vineyard. You actually do not have a brain of an engineer. You're just doing, you know, like laborers, right? Picking grapes, cutting the branches. So imagine those people are not hired, meaning that they don't even have that kind of ability.
所以好多的园主呢，走到街市上一看，这些人。不顺眼，走了，不知道为什么就看不上眼，就是要么你看，有手有脚都可以到葡萄园做工，就是说这些人不知道怎么，要么一看这个人，可能哎这个人不知道怎么回事情，啊，要么头脑有问题，要么心情有问题。
So just imagine that you know the landowners will go around and look for workers. They will, you know, these are people that you know no one will lay hands on. I mean, lay their eyes on because they seems, you know.
那有的人你一看的话，你就感觉到不舒服，对不对
？So for some people that when you look at them, you feel uncomfortable.
或者行为不正，对不对
？Or maybe the way they act is not right.
我记得有一次有一个人来找我租房子，他说：“你知道吗？我有1 million inheritance. Rent is not a problem.”
So one time there is a person who came and talked to me and saying that I have $1 million inheritance. So rent 啊，是我有100万的那个叫什么
遗产，
所以呢，付房租对我来说没有任何问题。
那我说你为什么住在 hotel 住这么长时间
？And then I asked him, how come you stay in a hotel for such a long time？
他说很多的大话，什么都，我最后一天我不能住。
So he make all kinds of, you know, make all things that.
但进来以后，他一分钱都不会给你付，因为他不会有100万的遗产。
And he was saying all kind of things, so I decided not to rent my place to him because.
那所以这些最后一批人呢是，不知道哪里有问题。但是呢，这个原主呢，他很有怜悯心。
So the last group of people who came to the vineyard are the people, you know, have problems. However, this landowner has mercy on them.
因为这些人要吃饭。
Because these people need to eat.
或许他们的家人也要吃饭，有孩子，对不对
？Or maybe they have family, they have children, they have to feed them.
来。
Come.
那后来呢？发给他们做了一小时，发了他们一天的钱。工资对不对
？So even though they only work for an hour, they gave him a day of wage.
这就是怜悯。
So this is mercy.
公平还是不公平
？Is it fair？
所以呢，第一批来的人就觉得不公平，对不对
？So the first group of people who came, they don't think it's fair.
但是为什么这里就是讲这个比喻呢
？So why is it the parables？
那就是要像你我这样的人要悔改，头脑要悔改。
So this parable is speaking to you and me, this kind, you know, so that we will repent.
我们要悔改，为什么悔改？因为我们的心里面的想法呢，就是跟这个圣经是不一样的。
Why do we have to repent? Because what we think are you know, different from what the Bible thinks.
你知道圣经上用一个词呢，对那个第一批的人说，那个原主说呢，说我要把我的东西给别人，你就妒忌吗？那个妒忌那个词呢，原文很有意思。
So here it says, you know, when the landowner was speaking to the people who came first, they say, "Are you envious? Envious because I'm generous."
那妒忌这个词呢，在原文里面它就叫做恶眼的人，眼睛很恶。
So envious in the text meaning that you know people who have evil eyes.
That's right. 在那个圣经里面，旧约里面，他把人吝啬的人呢是恶眼人。还有呢，嫉妒的人是恶眼人。
So in the Bible, when a person who is stingy, you know, or they are called the evil eyes. Yeah.
就说你的 eyes are evil.
Meaning that your eyes are evil. Yeah.
所以就是后面这个人就是不公平的人。假如说你的 your eyes are evil.
Meaning that those people who think that he is being unfair, that you know those people that their eyes are evil.
那我们中间一开始不认识神的人，或者是刚信主的人 ，No, your eyes are evil. Your eyes are evil.
So for those who are new believers, you know, or those who do not believe in God, he will say, No, 你的眼睛才是邪恶。Your eyes are evil.
我做了这一整天。
I've been working whole day.
他这人说得很清楚，他说：“你看，我们怎么样呢？整天劳苦受热。”
So these people were saying that.Oh, we have, you know, like, borne the burden of the work and heat of the day.
他说的对不对呀？他说的对呀。
Isn't he said the right thing? Yes, it is right.
那后来的只做了一小时，对不对呀？他曾经做对呀。
So the last group of people only worked for an hour, isn't that right? Yes.
我做十二个小时，他做一小时。
I worked for 12 hours and he only worked for an hour.
你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？这个问题问得很好啊！你竟叫他们和我们一样吗
？How come you know we get the pay for the, I mean the same kind of pay, equal pay?
其实这个人是蛮礼貌的，他没有说你很坏，他说你竟让他们和我们一样吗
？So I think he's quite polite, you know? He didn't, you know, he was just saying that、oh, okay, we got the equal pay.
那这就是像我们在座的这个聪明人一样。我们不能那样讲话，要这样讲话。
So just like those who are seated, you know, with wisdom, you know, this is how we should talk.
你竟让他们和我们一样吗？
Then how can you, you know, we how can we pay equal?
这个家主呢，太不讲道理，是不是
？So this landowner is not.
他说什么？我给你减定的是多少？是一千银子吗
？So he said, didn't you agree to work for a denarius?
圣经讲很有意思，他说。回答其中的一个人。
So here it says he only answered one of them.
神有时候呢，这圣经有时候讲话，有时候他对着众人，有时候对一个人，因为这个人太聪明了，他就把他抓过来。
So sometimes
指着他的鼻子。
So sometimes God will speak a group of people or speak to a one individual. So maybe this person is too smart. So he pull him over and said to him,
拿你的走吧。
Take your pay and go.
那。朋友，我不辜负你。你与我讲定的不是一千银子吗
？And he said, "Friend, I'm not being unfair. Didn't you agree to work for one denarius?"
这一讲朋友，其实事情不好。
So when you mention the word friend, it's not good.
那个耶稣在犹大出卖他的时候，朋友，你要做的事情就做吧。你说朋友的时候，问题有时候问题就出来。
So when Jesus was being betrayed, he was speaking to Judas saying friend. So when you mention the word friend, that means it's not good.
我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一千银子吗
？He says, "I'm not being unfair. Didn't you agree on?"
他也问他一个问题。
So he asked him a question instead.
拿你的走吧。
Take your pay and go.
我跟那后来的和你一样，这是我愿意的。
So I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you.
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗
？Do I have the right to do what I want with my own money?
因为我做好人，你就眼红吗
Are you envious because I am generous?
就红了眼，就是你的恶眼啊，你那个英文叫做妒忌。
So envious, meaning.
所以这些东西，这个家主做的事情呢，写在这里是什么意思呢
？So how come Bible recorded this?
为什么说第一句话说，因为天国好像
？So the first verse says the kingdom of God is like.
就是要让你知道天国里面的一些原则是这样的。
So it wants you to know the principles that works in the heaven.
就这个家主代表神。
So this landowner represents God.
也代表我们该怎么做。我们如果做老板的，或者也该怎么做。
And also represent us if we are a boss or if we are a boss, what we should be doing.
所以呢，对第一个人呢，就是非常清清楚楚的。这个就是我们有亏欠。
So with, for those who were in the first hour, it's very clear that I'm not being unfair.
那对后面的人呢，完全是一个怜悯。
So for those who came last, are showing mercy to them.
那这里面呢，就是说讲到这个怜悯啊，就是圣经里面讲很多关于怜悯。从这个出埃及记开始，你如果打怜悯两个字，或者孤儿寡妇呢，一直到最后。就是要怜悯贫穷人，怜悯孤儿寡妇。
So, Bible talks a lot about being like showing mercy. If you suffering from Exodus, if you type the word mercy, it shows you all kind of texts. I mean, like scriptures about how to show mercy to the poor. I mean, to the widow and the orphan.
那你现在又有一个问题说，不是刚才说不能偏护那些贫穷人吗？
And then your question comes that isn't that it says we should not show partiality to the poor?
那这里面呢，牵扯到一个怎么样来处理这个事情，怎么样来约定的事情。
So it's something to do with how you should deal with these things.
所以我们撒旦是不是控告我们，好多时候是抓我们的话。
So how Satan accuses us?It's a lot of times by the words that we speak.
你知道圣经讲的，神创造天地是用他的话。
So Bible says God has established the heaven and earth by His words.
他在拯救人也是用他的话。
And how He redeems us is also by His
words. 赐人生命也是他的话。
How He gives us life is also through His words.
圣经上讲说耶稣讲我的话就是灵就是生命。
So the Bible says our words are the spirit and the light.
那撒旦控告呢，也是抓人的话，他也用话来欺骗你。
And Satan is always also use our words to accuse us.
所以讲话，我们一开始讲非常重要。
So it is important how we speak first.
那第一个呢，就是说你该讲清楚的一定要讲清楚。
First of all, you have to clearly state what you should speak. I mean say.
那我今天讲到这些呢，就是我因为在这个里面我经历也不少的事情，就是说撒旦是通过各种的东西想让我在职场上不传福音，老要 accuse。
So, because I've been through many things like this, Satan want me to stop preaching when I work.
所以你该讲清楚的讲，对第一个人要讲得清清楚。
So to the first group of people, you have to say things clearly.
一锭银子。
One denarius.
一锭银子讲得清清楚楚。
So、one
这就是说在我们在朋友之间啊，生意的 partner 之间啊，老板员工之间要清清楚楚的要写清楚，说清楚。
So among your friends or between you and your coworkers, your boss, you have to state that clearly.
当我们什么东西是清楚的时候，就像中国人讲的是“亲兄弟明算账”。
So there's a saying in the Chinese that even though you are true brothers, you still have to.You know, do your accountings.
一开始可能不舒服。
So at first might be hard.
有时候我们说，哎呀，我们特别我们中国人啊，印度人啊，有时候，哎呀，我们是弟兄啊，不用签历史的。我给他拿出来历史，我说你租房子签历史。不用签的，我们都好人、啊。
So especially the Chinese or the Indians, the Asians, you know, like we say, oh, we are good brothers, we don't need to sign contracts. However, I will.
我一开始说对呀、啊、对呀、啊、不用签的。
At first I was like that too. Oh, no need for signing a contract.
后来发现呢，就不签的意思就是说我不用遵守任何的东西。
Later on, I realized that if you don't sign, it means that you don't have to, you know, comply to any.
后来我才发现，人家说如果不要签，不签，不听兄弟啊，不签不签。我就怎么说呢？
So if later on, if people say, "Oh, what about those? We don't need to sign." You know how I respond?
我说正因为是亲兄弟，所以一定要签。
I would say just because we are brothers, that's why we have to sign this.
因为我这个人记性不大好，过两天忘记了，对不对？本来给你都没给，那就不好，所以赶紧签。
Sometimes I will have bad memory, but I may not give you what I said. So you know, to be sure, we have to sign the lease first.
所以呢，好多的问题出在这里。
So there's a lot.
仇敌借着这机会。控告破坏我们的关系。
So a lot of problems comes out of this because Satan was trying to grab this kind of opportunities to accuse us.
所以有的老板不给雇员传福音，基督徒。
So some boss will not preach to his workers.
好多基督徒的员工不敢跟老板 share gospel.
A lot of Christian workers will dare not to share gospel with.
的房东不敢跟房客传福音，房客不敢跟房东传福音。
So the landlord dare not share gospel with the tenant.
因为仇敌就是通过这个金钱的这样一个关系。
Because Satan is trying to use this relationship with you know money to stop us.
那这个比喻呢，完全是关于金钱的。
So this parable is about money.
所以我们要来第一步要处理好，就是说仇敌要攻击我们的时候呢，我是守了约，我守了我那一部分。
So when Satan tried to accuse us, you have to not say that. Oh, I have you know comply with what I have to do.
所以呢，这个老这个家主非常的硬气。
That's why this landowner was able to you know say firmly.
非常的硬气。
So he can be firm.
你会觉得这个人有点太过分了，这么硬气呢
？So you might say, oh, how come this person is you know like that?
我们基督徒是不是要 nice 说话要 nice?
So as a Christian, should we be you know nice in the way that we say?
神说你要 kind， 不是要表面上 nice。
God says you have to be kind, not you know be nice on the outside.
那神呢，在对这三类人都是 kind， 他的心里面都是爱他。
So for three group of people, all God was showing kindness to all of them.
因为第一批人，你有能力，你赚这么多钱，已经很好，
so、
没有问题，养家糊口，
first,
高工资。
First group of people, because you have the ability, so it is good enough for you. You know, like you have the wages, you can feed your family.
但第二批人，你看这个家主怎么讲话，这是要学习，我们要有智慧。他没讲清楚。
So,
给第二批人怎么讲？其实有五批人，但是我把中间那三批呢都归为一批，
so,
就是说九点钟的、十二点钟的和下午三点的都算为一批。就是他出去，他说什么呢？我当给你的，所当给的我必给你。他没有给你签约，他不签。
So there are actually five group of people. However, the middle three, those who come at 9 and 12 o'clock and 3 p.m. are the same group. So I will categorize them as the same group. He said something different to them. They said that I will pay you whatever is right.
对，他没有清楚地给他一个交代。
So he didn't tell them exactly how much he's going to pay.
但是呢，家主他是有爱的，因为他想好了，将来呢，我多给他一点，对吧？
So, but
没问题。
But the landowner has love for them, so it is okay for him to pay a little bit more.
工作六小时，工作三小时。
So whether you work for 6 hours or
12 hours,
even though they do not worth your getting.
但是呢，家主有爱，就我可以多给。
12 hours pay, but because of the out of love.
他一点也没错，他是就是说，这些人也干了活。
So it is nothing wrong with that. So these people also worked.
他没有给他们讲清清楚楚讲。
He didn't tell them exactly how much he's going to pay.
其实这个地方呢是不应该清清楚楚讲。
So actually, you should not say clearly in this kind of.
你跟他清清楚楚讲，你工作三小时，我也给你付一点银子。
So if
这就不好了。
If he says if you work for 3 hours, I will also give you one denarius.
事实上就是你可能听过丹肯弟兄讲一次道，他们以前公司里面就这样做，就是为所有的人好像要公平，就不是公平，就是软弱的人也给搞工资什么，最后根本行不下去，根本行不下去，因为这是什么不公平。
So you probably have heard from Duncan. So in his old company, they want to practice this. So they were paying the same for all the workers. However, it didn't work out because it's not fair.
这就是 not fair. 你不能给来做三小时的人说清清楚楚说，我也要给你一点银子。
So this is unfair because you cannot say to those who work for 3 hours.
因为这一锭银子是当时市面上所有葡萄园工人的最高的工价。
You cannot tell is state that exactly the amount to those who work for 3 hours because for a working wage for a day is one denarius is a market price for all.
所以你当你给人家说的清清楚楚，你这个把好多人都得罪。
So when you say that clearly, you know, to those people, you have, you know, like, you offended many people.
你肯定把另外一个葡萄园的园主也得罪了。
You probably offended the other landowners.
所以你不能讲。
That's why you cannot say.
但是你做了以后呢，这是我的怜悯。他就说了，我有些我觉着你需要，对不对？我多给你一点。这是出自我的一个怜悯心。
So he didn't say clearly how much he's going to pay, but out of love, you know, like, you know, if you work, I will pay you whatever. It's right.
那对第三种人呢，这个园主一点承诺都没有。
So to the third group of people, he didn't even have any kind of a promise.
就是你不该承诺的时候，你千万不要承诺。
Meaning that if you should not make some kind of promise, do not make a promise.
即使你能做，也不要承诺。
Even though if you could, do not make a promise.
因为这是你不该承诺的。
Because it's something that you should not.
对一个没能力的人，要承诺他，给他一天一天工资，像那个Steve Jobs 的工资，这是不对的，你不能承诺他。
So you cannot make a promise that to a person without ability the same kind of wages that a Steve Jobs deserves.
但是呢，他的心有怜悯，最后就给了他。
But however, out of mercy, he paid him the same.
当然就是说，他给的时候呢，同时给，让人看着，这个就把大家心里面的东西就给显出来了。
But when he pays, you know, he pays in front of everybody so that you know show. I mean, those who are hidden.In people's hearts start to show.
那，所以呢，神这里就是教导我们一些东西。不光是我们是员工，还是雇主呢，就是我们做事情的时候呢，要有公义的原则，也有怜悯。
So God is teaching us whether you are workers or you are employers, you have to work according to righteousness and mercy.
该讲清楚的要清清楚楚。
So when something that you should say clearly, you should say clearly.
哎，有些东西不该很清楚的就不要很清楚，你不该很清楚的你一定要把它搞很清楚，这是不可能，那个时候会出问题。
So if things that you do not have to say clearly, you don't need to say that, you don't need to, you know, clearly say that.
我记得以前我们在服侍主的时候啊，有些同工就说这个事情应该这样做，你王炳木怎么老是没意见呢？和稀泥呢？
So in the past, you know, like our coworker will say, "How come, Pastor Bing, you don't have any opinions on this kind of thing? You know, how come you are just, you know?"
有时候我就把东西不讲清楚，讲不清楚。王炳牧师的特点的事情讲不清楚。
So it's one of my characteristics not to, you know, say things.
后来我就半开玩笑的讲给这个同工讲说。很简单，如果讲清楚了，你这个人就很悖逆吗？你又不做，我讲话你不做，对不对？我讲清楚，那你就悖逆了吗？很简单吗？
So I told this person, you know, it is simple reason why I don't say it clearly, because if I say it clearly, you will be seen as, you know, a rebellious, because you cannot do what I say.
我的意见光撤不下去，行不通，就是你吗？对不对？很简单吗？对不对？那你要怎么讲清楚啊？对不对
？If my plans cannot, you know, if you cannot execute my plans, that means that you cannot, you are rebellious.
而且结果他愣了。
And then she.
那所以有些东西不能讲清楚，因为大家都在一个成长的过程里。
So that's why a lot of things you cannot say clearly because all of us are in a growing stage.
不该讲清楚的就讲，不要讲清楚。
So in times when you don't need to say that clearly, you don't have to.
就像师母跟人家介绍对象，很难介绍成一样。
Just like Susan trying to, you know, matchmaker, doing matchmaker by the people.
那我说呢，这两个人呢，现在人家不认识，你就约到一起一个大环境里面吃吃饭就行了。他非要把那两个人弄在，还要挑明白，你们将来结婚生几个孩子，人家跑掉了嘛，对不对？不该讲清楚，你不要讲清楚。
So if you want to, you know, introduce two people together, you can bring them in a bigger gatherings where they have an opportunity to meet. You don't have to bring two person together, you know, and try to convince them, you know.
Indeed,
maybe not from students, but from other people that I have seen, that, you know, those kind of situation, you don't have to, you know, say anything.
剪清楚的话, 人就, 吓坏了。
So if you say things like more,
或者突然就引起更多的纷争，对不对？
对，clearly that, you know, it might lead to more.
那这里讲到这里呢，就是说，在这个职场上面，在外面跟人打交道的时候，特别金钱的人，我们这个时候要按照神的原则去做。
So in the workplace, we have a lot of time. We have to do according to God's principle.
是按神的原则去做的时候呢，是好多时候是不舒服的。
So when you do according to God's principles, a lot of times it's very uncomfortable.
不管你是老板还是员工，你如果按照这里面的做的时候，有时候是不舒服的。
So whether you are employer or employee, if you do whatever is written here, it seems uncomfortable.
当然，作为员工，你也可以按照这个原主的这种方法，就是该讲清楚的讲清楚。该不清楚的不清楚啊，该不讲的不讲。员工也是同样的可以这样去做。
So as an employer, you can do whatever is says here, like say clearly for some circumstances and or not say anything.
你自己觉得你做得很好，需要提工资，不要在后面讲，给老板去讲讲清楚。
So if you think you deserve a better wage, go speak to your employer directly. You don't have to say it at the back.
你在后面一讲的话，老板对你，你该 fire。
So if you talk things in the back, the employer might think you should be fired.
你当面讲呢，对不对？你讲清楚，哎，他觉得该给你提就提掉，你就很高兴，对不对？不提呢，你也很高兴，对不对？
So,
他有一个解释，对不对？
So if you speak to him directly about a wage, raise your wage. If he agrees, it's good. If he doesn't agree, he will explain to you why.
但是呢，像后面这两种情况，你有一个感恩的心。
So in this letter example that you have to have a gratitude. You know?
要知道就是说这个老板有些地方多给我的，我要感恩。即使是公平的，他给了这么也要感恩。
So if he give you more, you have to give thanksgiving.
做事情的时候也要向这个原主研究，我多做，对吧？不要少做。
原主。
就原主
啊，
就是雇工，就是我们是员工，也是这样一个想法，就是说我要做的公平公义，但是同时呢。也要有爱去做。
So just like the landowner or the workers, that we have to always have mercy, righteousness and mercy. 对
吧？那所以就是对员工来说，有时候哎呀，这个事情我本来可以少做的，但是呢，为提炼公司、提炼老板，我可以多做一点，也没有问题。
So as an employee, is that you may think, okay, these things I don't have to do, but out of mercy and love, I can do more.
所以当我们这样做的时候呢，公益和怜悯的原则一起做的时候呢，最终是好的，一开始不太舒服。
So if we do according to righteousness and mercy, so the end result will be good, even though in the beginning might be uncomfortable.
这就是十字架。
So this is the cross.
十字架就是我们当时呢感觉到很不舒服。
The cross is when we first have it, we feel very uncomfortable.
甚至很痛苦。
Or even, you know, very, it'sYou know, you feel suffered.
但是呢，长久的来讲，要结出平安和生命的果子。
But in the long run, you will bear a fruit of peace and mercy.
所以刚才在耶利米书十七章讲的呢，依靠血肉绑背，心中离弃耶和华的，就像沙漠的杜松，在这个干旱疲乏之地。
So just like the Jeremiah that we have read, that if we do not have God in our heart and, you know, like rely on our own flesh, we will be like a tree planted by the wasteland or the salt land.
那个杜松就是根特别浅。
So it's the 杜松和根什么 the bush, meaning that the roots are shallow.
那但是呢，当我们按照神的依靠神的时候呢，这个。根是扎得很深的。
But if we rely on God, our roots will go very deep.
那就是说，神终究要祝福。
So God will bless.
你发现这个事情，中国有句话是东方不亮西方亮，你发现这里左右逢源，就是这个事情和环境很坏的时候，神照样可以来祝福你。
So the Chinese saying that even though this part may not be prosperous, but other part will be prosperous. So God will always, you know, give you blessings.
其实这篇道的话，应该有机会请当肯来讲，他会讲的会更好。
So actually, this message may be preached better by Brother Duncan.
那是感谢主，我们先做一个祷告，大家有一些回应。
So praise the Lord, we'll pray.
主啊，是的，主，你把我们差派到这个世界上。要成为光，成为盐。
Yes, Lord, you have sent us to come this earth to become light and salt.
主啊，你说过父差派了你到这个世界上来，你也同样差派我们到这个世界上。
So you say, Father have sent the Son to the earth in the same way that Father has also sent us in the earth.
主啊，你让我们真的进入这个世界的时候，主啊，我们带着你的这样一个话语，带着你这个信心。
So when we enter into the world, we will come with your words and with your faith.
靠着你的能力，站立在你的话语之上。
And by your strength, we will stand firm on your words.
成为一个蒙受祝福的人。
So that we can become a man of blessings.
也成为一个结果子的人。
Become a man who bear fruits.
祝福到很多的人。
So that we can bless others.
主啊，谢谢你的话语，主啊，真的是在向我们的心、向我们的脑子在讲话。
Thank you for your words that you are speaking to our hearts, speaking to our mindset.
让我们的思想和你的思想来对齐。
May our minds be aligned with you.
主啊，我不是依靠我们自己的思想，是依靠你的话语。
We are not relying our own, but we relying on you, Lord.
因为你的话语立定在天。
Because your words established heaven and the earth.
而且你的话语就是要来祝福我们。
And your words are here to bless us.
主啊，愿今天的这个你的话语种在我们每一个人的心里。
May your words be planted in each one of us.
愿公义和怜悯在我们的里面。
May the mercy, righteousness and mercy be with us.
你赐给我们智慧，怎么样来去把这些事情该讲话。
And give us the wisdom so that we know how to talk.
主啊，是的，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we praise you.
在以后的日子里面，我们走出去就是，任何的时候都不怕撒旦的控告。
So when in the coming days when we step out, we will not be afraid of any accusations from the Satan.
不受那仇敌的欺骗。
And we will not receive, we will not be deceived.
也不被这仇敌来抵挡。
And we will not be resisted by the evil ones.
到哪里，我们就带着你的同在。
No matter where we go, we will bring in your presence, Lord.
要改变我们周围的环境。
So that we can make changes to our circumstances.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，弟兄姐妹，如果有回应的话，抓紧时间来回应一下。
So if you have anything,
谢谢安娜。
Respond, you can respond.
谢谢安娜， you can have a break.欢迎大家 Zoom 上的弟兄姐妹。有没有回应的？如果没有回应的，我们就祷告。Zoom 上的弟兄姐妹，有没有回应的？好，如果没有回应的呢，我们就下面就来祷告，好吧？我们也做一个祷告，让 Zoom 上的人呢，可以也可以来你自己祷告，也可以。我们这里的人可以分小组来祷告。哈利路亚，我们感谢你，赞美你。我们再次的说，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，谢谢你的十字架。
哈利路亚 ，We thank you，Thank you for your cross。
谢谢你，你担当了我们一切的罪。
You have bear all our sins.
我们今天所讲的话，一切，你都是要借着耶稣的宝血，耶稣的才能够行出来。
So everything that we have spoke today is only by the blood of Jesus. Then we can execute that.
我相信我们好多人读到这个经文的时候，都觉得有点奇怪或者扎心。但是主啊，我们愿意来改变。
So I believe that when we read this scripture today, a lot of people. Might be cut to heart.
我们相信你的话语就是要来祝福我们。
We believe your words is here to bless us.
我们愿意来改变我们的思想。
We are willing to change our mindset.
和你的思想来对齐。
So that we can be aligned with you.
愿我们的以后的日子里面就是把我们的生命建造在磐石之上。
May our lives will be built upon your rock.
你祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
以后不光是在工作的地方。
No matter in your workplaces,
还是在家庭里面
or in your families,
还是和亲戚们做生意的时候
or when you deal with your relatives in your business,
或者跟教会的弟兄姐妹做生意的时候
or when you deal with your brother and sister in the church, in the business,
我们按照你的话语而行
we will do according to your words,
让每一个人都受到你的祝福
so everyone can receive your blessings.
感谢主
praise your Lord,
也祝福我们下面的时间
and also bless our times.In the following times.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.